This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is hour number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. You know, we're hearing things like this. The soldiers are disregarding and overriding the elementary rights of America. What is an elementary right? Of American citizens by applying tactics which must have been copied from the manual issued the officers of Hitler's stormtroopers. We get the president is substituting military dictatorship for the Constitution of the United States. We're getting, my fellow citizens, we are now in occupied territory. You know what? If this was, in certain areas, I wouldn't mind that being true. I'll be honest with you, simply because then these guys would shut up. They'd figure out how that actually works. They get to see for themselves. Well, you say it was a military dictatorship. You don't know exactly what that means. First of all, I'll give you an example. If you are a military prisoner in the stockade, well, guess what? If I, as a regular military member, am walking by, you have to turn and face the wall. You cannot face me because you are no longer a military member. You're in a land that you can't even imagine. You can't salute. Nobody's going to salute you. You can't salute the flag. You know, while you're a prisoner in a stockade in the U.S. military, you're actually less than human. Of course, the fact that these people are able to say all these things are indicators that they are not in a dictatorship because they would be the first ones rounded up. And all this because after 50 days of raging violence, Trump finally sent federal agents to restore order in Portland, Oregon. You know, and I'm talking different Democrats and different president, right? Although all those quotes are indeed from Democrats about a Republican president, it wasn't Trump. They were Democrats Richard Russell, George Wallace, and Orville Faubus denouncing Dwight Eisenhower for sending troops to enforce desegregation at a schoolhouse in Little Rock, Arkansas. In 1983, Faubus was warmly embraced by Bill Clinton at his gubernatorial inauguration. Today's Democrats are Orville Faubus. In Portland, Chicago, New York, Seattle, Atlanta, and elsewhere, children are not merely being blocked from the schoolhouse door. They're being killed. I mean, they're being maimed. Citizens are having their property looted and their public spaces destroyed, all with the connivance of a local Democratic official in every case. And once again, the Democrats are the champion of states' rights to protect domestic terrorists. And then we get Pelosi. Trump and his stormtroopers must be stopped. Democrats and the media want the federal government to brutally crack down on people who don't wear masks. Whatever the states say, but faced with an actual violent rebellion, the feds are supposed to stand back and let the governors lead. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler called the federal officers protecting American citizens an attack on our democracy. Yes, Orville, Portland is occupied territory, just like Little Rock in 1957. Democrats don't care that they are mimicking monstrous figures from the nation's history. They don't care that they're taking sides with Antifa, whose express mission is to kill police officers and destroy America. Which, by the way, that's you. And, this is what they're saying. Oh, we'll get away with it. The media won't report on the violent rioting that the federal government is quelling. And they are right. If Faubus had had MSNBC, CNN, and the New York Times covering for him, Americans wouldn't have had the very first idea why Eisenhower was sending troops to Little Rock. And until the feds arrived in Portland last week, the Times' most expansive description of the riots was this aside in a Chipper article about Seattle's autonomous zone. and taking a cue from Seattle, demonstrators in Portland, Philadelphia, Richmond, Virginia, and elsewhere have tried to set up protest sites of their own. The media pitched the Lesbian Motorcycle Collective as Portland Moms. When reporting on the protests, MSNBC and CNN invariably feature some area of Portland far from the carnage, showing people strolling, the sun shining, and not a single building on fire. Then when the White House press secretary is holding a thing and she threw up some video of what was going on in Portland at the peaceful protest, every network cut away from that, including Fox. You'll never see that part of the city, that little area called downtown Portland, where thousands of black-clad Antifa have been laying waste to everything in sight. You won't see the miles of charming graffiti spray paint on every vertical surface. F-bomb the cops, F-bomb ICE, abolish America, no good cops, kill cops, cops equal blank, pigs, yes, all cops, oink oink, F-bomb Trump, kill the police, dead cops, pigs, slaughterhouse die, piggy die, burn pigs, and of course the Antifa slogan, ACAB, which I can't tell you what that means. Trump should say nothing about Portland except look at the videos. Now, do you remember that reporter, Andy Goh? He's been hiding there, and he's been filming it. He's the one providing most of these videos that we have coming out of there. But, you know, this week the media and the Democrats have been gasping in horror at the sight of federal law enforcement agents appearing in the bucolic little burg of Portland. But here's what's being hidden from you. First of all, night after night, the peaceful protesters have thrown bombs, bricks, frozen water bottles, and cement blocks at the Portland police, whom they vastly outnumber. They fired mortars, marbles, ball bearings, and commercial-grade fireworks at officers, sending dozens to the hospital. They blinded police with lasers, they've slashed their tires, they've assaulted journalists and set fire to buildings, statues, and homeless people's belongings. They've done millions of dollars in property damage in the first few days of July. Shootings were up 240% compared to the same period in 2019. Portland police precincts and the federal courthouse have been under constant siege, windows smashed, and people barricaded inside as the buildings are set on fire. As summarized by Ali Velshi on the Antifa channel, while most protesters are peaceful, small groups have clashed with the authorities. Then the feds moved in, and the Times finally decided to tell its readers about Portland. Because now things might get out. Those live TV feeds. How do you edit a live TV? Well, you don't. So now we better start coming clean, huh? So, for an accurate portrayal of the protest, the Times interviewed local reporter Robert Evans, who's tweeted, "I feel like tonight Portland finally joined the pantheon of cities that are good at rioting. One of Portland's lessons for the left is that sometimes if you meet liberals in the right way, they wind up wanting to break down the doors of a federal building with sledgehammers." So you know you're getting the straight stuff from one of Portland's leading Antifa cheerleaders. I don't care if you haven't heard about what's happening in these cities. I don't care that their governors and mayors don't think it's a problem. Unless you're Orville Faulbus, it's the federal government's responsibility to quash insurrections and protect the rights of American citizens. And the very reason we have a Constitution instead of the Articles of Confederation is precisely to allow the government to put down a rebellion. And when they're out there screaming, "Down with America, death to America," that's a rebellion. It wasn't a federal school in Little Rock. It's the president's job, more vital than randomly bombing Syria, to suppress domestic insurrections. This is not the first time that Republican presidents have had to deal with terrorists supporting Democrats. It won't be the last. This is the opening act. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunter-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is Lock and Load. I have a couple of affiliates in Seattle that carry the show overnight, and another radio guy, a sports talker, which I don't know exactly what he has to talk about right now, but you know, he's on ESPN radio, I think, but he's a Seattle sports reporter. Back in June, he put out this little snarky tweet that Trump was overstating the extent of the Seattle protests, and then the rioters got really close to him. And then, he lives in a building that has a Starbucks, and they destroyed the Starbucks, and there was fears that there was bombs in the Starbucks, and they wanted everybody to stay out of the building, so he wasn't even able to go home. So now, he's contemplating getting a gun. And people are having a lot of fun with this. But this is the deal. This guy is every man. And he should be welcome on the freedom side of American politics. It's perfectly fine for you to come and join my tent. This is not a left-wing fanatic here. Gallant is just someone who wants to do the right thing while living in a leftist world. And rather than being shamed, he should be welcome to the world of the Second Amendment and other constitutional rights. I know a lot of big, heavy Second Amendment people in Seattle. Gallant, who's in his early 30s, works at 710 ESPN Seattle, a radio station focused on sports, especially Seattle sports. So he's a young man who lives in one of the hardest left cities in America and works for ESPN. And ESPN, for those who haven't paid attention, is a sports-centered Disney-owned business that's seen its ratings tumble as they began to become political. And their politics went aggressively left. And, the reason people enjoy sports is because that's an escape until you take the escape away from it and you politicize sports as well. So, knowing this background, Mr. Gallant should, he ought to be a raving leftist lunatic, but he's not. He might be a sports fanatic, but if you go to his Twitter feed, his Facebook page, or his blog, each is 99% devoted to sports. He does a little bit of Trump bashing, but compared to what the hard left is doing, he's actually quite minimal, and his heart just doesn't seem to be in it. After the Trump election, Gallant said that he didn't believe most Trump supporters are racists, because he actually knew some of them. When some big Trump news broke in February, Gallant boasted that he didn't care. A couple of years ago, he claimed to have had only apolitical fun with Trump audio, and given his apparent apathy about anything that's not sports-related, that's probably true. Then on the subject of greenhouse gases, he's figured out that China's the problem, and that puts him way ahead of the average leftist. He tweeted, "China is literally providing more greenhouse fuel. Why not try this there?" When it comes to Black Lives Matter, Gallant has felt obligated to speak up, something that makes sense for an ESPN employee in Seattle. What he came up with were two things. The first was a video of a Christian preacher who hadn't gotten the message that BLM is a Marxist front group. The preacher embraces the fact that you can say Black Lives Matter without having to add that all lives matter. You can say Black Lives Matter if you want. All I'm going to say to you is, when did that become a new thing? Gallant felt that this was an adequate response to Ann Coulter's tweet that Floyd was hopped up on drugs, a notion Gallant believed discounted police responsibility for Floyd's death. The intended implication, well, he was on fentanyl, it's not that big a deal. Gallant's second BLM publication was a bland think piece saying that he hadn't taken seriously enough the issues on the black players off the field lives. So he was not a political fanatic. He was sort of loosey-goosey. And, he was a Democrat trying to navigate his way without making waves in a hard left world. Pretty much you would refer to him as a low-info voter, I guess. Very fundamentally laid back. And, this showed up again as retweeting of Trump's tweet in mid-June to say that Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin was dangerously underestimating the Chaz Chop phenomenon. Gallant's response was a decidedly non-malevolent chill dog. Then, 5 weeks after he sent out that tweet, Gallant had a reality check. It's a series of tweets that got him ratioed. That is laughter at punk, He said, "Came home to my apartment complex. The Starbucks underneath had been destroyed, and cops are telling us to stay away in case something explosive is inside." And then there's pictures that have accompanied it showing the Starbucks on the inside destroyed. And he says, "Great job. Can't tell you what else he says. Then he on Twitter, he goes, I feel like I need to buy a firearm because clearly this is going to keep happening. Enough is enough. It really looks like a block party down the street for me. Really angry right now. So, if you are in the Seattle area and you're listening to this tonight, and, you know, if you, Mr. Gallant, are listening to this tonight, I hope the snark stops for you. Irving Kristol famously said that someone newly converted to conservatism is a leftist who's been mugged by reality. And Mr. Gallant wasn't quite mugged, but he felt that the violence had come close enough to him that his instinct was to respond in the old-fashioned American way. By exercising his Second Amendment right to buy a gun for self-defense. It is a mistake to ridicule him. You know, we put down the whole woke thing, but this is him waking up in a different way. He should be congratulated for having had made, he made this realization, and he should be encouraged to think about other core constitutional rights and values that the leftists who surround him want to undermine. I'm not laughing at you, Mr. Gallant. I think you've made an important discovery about America's inalienable rights versus the left's lust for power through violence. I'd love to hear from you and talk about important American values and how they will improve your world and your life. And I would be the first to tell you the one thing that you're beginning to realize for yourself. You live in an area right now where if you call the police, they're not going to come. So if you could do something to increase your survivability, then do it. And don't worry about whether it's prudent to do it or anything. It's your right to do it. But no one's coming to help you. The only one that can help you is you. I would encourage you to go ahead and make that purchase. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows are meeting with Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer regarding another coronavirus relief bill. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says Democrats seem unwilling to negotiate on anything, especially unemployment benefits.
I think the American people are seeing Democrats refuse to even play ball, right? To even just say, all right, fine, let's have a week extension. And let's move forward to get something that will actually work. I get phone calls every single day saying, please do not repass the $600 because it's making it to where we can't hire people back. It's paying people not to work rather than to work.
People in North Carolina are being told to take Tropical Storm Isaias very seriously as it's predicted to hit hurricane status late Monday night. This is USA Radio News. The search for 8 Marines has ended in California. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
8 troops are still missing after their landing craft sank off the Southern California coast during a training exercise, and they are presumed dead, according to the Marine Corps. The Marines said they had to call off the search where the amphibious assault vehicle sank with 15 Marines and one Navy soldier aboard. 8 Marines were rescued, but one later died, and 2 are now in critical condition. The 26-ton tank-like craft took on water and quickly sank in hundreds of feet of water, too deep for the divers, making it difficult to reach. All Marines aboard were attached to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit based at Camp Pendleton north of San Diego.
A Republican-led subcommittee in the Senate is holding a congressional hearing on the violence caused by Antifa and will hear from a number of witnesses. The Senate hearing will take place on Tuesday and be chaired by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live. This is Lock and Load. I went out today. I had to go to a couple of places. I went in, and everywhere I go now, I'm carrying a mask just in case I have to wear a mask when I go in. I'm letting each place dictate to me whether I need to wear a mask or not. If you've paid the slightest bit of attention during this pandemic, you probably noticed that how this narrative regarding cloth face masks has evolved. Back in March and April, the Surgeon General assured everybody that masks were not effective in preventing the general public from catching coronavirus, so stop buying masks. The preeminent Dr. Fauci similarly assured us that there's no reason for Americans to be wearing masks because they offer a false sense of security. They cause people to incessantly touch their faces to adjust them, and most people don't wear them correctly anyway. World Health Organization concurred, saying the general public should not be wearing masks. There's an interesting theory that has emerged to explain how this once government-sanctioned sage advice evolved to become everyone must wear cloth masks in all public settings or others will die, which was then followed by state mandates to have everyone wearing a mask in public places. It has been openly asserted by Fauci and genuinely believed by many that all these public health officials and organizations actually knew that wearing a mask is an effective way to slow the spread of COVID-19 back in April and March. But they engaged in a coordinated conspiracy to deliver the opposite advice in unison because they wanted to avoid a public frenzy that would disrupt supply chains for medical masks and personal protective equipment for healthcare workers. Masks have become big business. Gun companies have started making masks. YouTubers have bought interest in companies making masks. Lids, which is a place where you buy ball caps of your favorite sports teams, they make masks. Everybody sells masks. There's this one store out in California called Fashion Nova, which is, they sell some crazy stuff that women wear. Some of it, you know, some of it is sort of tame, and some of it's very outrageous. They make masks. Everybody's making masks. Many of these masks are nothing more than an ordinary piece of cloth. And Fauci actually believed, as he seems to believe now, that loosely wearing any common rag over your face might be effective in preventing COVID-19 spread. there would have been nothing to prevent him from saying so. Because people could tie T-shirts around their face. So if masks truly work, how many millions were infected before he advised Americans to wear them? How many died as a result of his lies? Anybody ask that question? And inescapably, we must conclude that either Fauci was lying to American people back then, as he now says he was, or more likely he's lying to us now by telling us he was lying to us back then. And I'm not really sure exactly which one is worse, but it really doesn't matter. The chief public health official in the United States government lying to the American people is a breach of public trust that should be unforgivable. And there is absolutely no reason to believe anything else he says with regard to public health. Truth is likely simpler than the fiction Fauci would have you believe. Fauci, like most scientists of the last century, probably just generally agreed with the consensus that masks do little to stop the spread of a virus that is transmitted in the manner of influenza or COVID-19. John M. Barry, he wrote a book on the Spanish flu pandemic, The Great Influenza, the Story of the Deadliest Pandemic in History. And, you know, there was also massive political and social pressure to promote masking back in 1918. He wrote, through the attempts to make masks seem normal, positioned at stores alongside everyday things such as tobacco, mustache grooming, and dancing, the grim truth persisted. And he unequivocally concluded that the mask worn by millions were useless as designed and could not prevent influenza, only preventing exposure to the virus could. So preventing exposure, not useless masking, was understandably the strategy Fauci adopted when we decided to discontinue our social and economic lives for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Now, if you remember that, right? We were shutting down to flatten the curve. Masks likely weren't part of that discussion because it was generally assumed that after Americans spent 2 weeks preventing exposure to the virus, and we assured that hospitals wouldn't be overrun with a massive initial surge of patients, the virus would then spread to others. So, the virus was always expected to be spreading in these summer months. To imagine that it wasn't is, you know, that's sort of intellectually disingenuosity with yourself, so to speak. Every day that we see a rise in cases while hospitalizations are manageable and deaths are trending downward, you could actually argue that this is good news because the COVID hospitalization and fatality rate is plunging to new lows every day that happens. And we're nearer to the end of this pandemic. We've been treating it. We're dealing with it. We're getting experience. Good stuff. But, you know, that's not what you're hearing in the news. Because this stopped being about science a long time ago. You hear a lot of talk among the pro-mask crowd about viral loads and a sneeze being captured by a cloth mask in some controlled environment as evidence that masking works, or some other talking point that they parrot in an effort to assign scientific credibility to their position. But if masks truly worked in the real world, whereas Dr. Fauci once noted, people don't wear them right and constantly touch surfaces other than their faces to adjust them, we'd logically see some evidence that they work, wouldn't we? So this is as good a time as any to point out that there are various reasons that this place or that one might fare better than another when it comes to dealing with COVID-19. Masks are not a significant factor in that, though. Among the countries with the lowest observance of masking are the Nordic nations of Norway, Sweden, and Finland, all of which have populations in which 80% or more never wear masks in public. Now remember, a lot of people want our, they'll tell you they want our health systems to be like these countries. Except in this case. Spain and Italy are on the other end of the spectrum where more than 80% always wear their masks in public, and yet both have fared far worse than the Nordic countries. And there's a reason why Sweden in particular is an inconvenient comparison for progressives everywhere, and that's because they bucked the EU technocrat hypothesis that social and economic lockdowns and masks were the appropriate response to the threat of COVID. They did nothing, basically. They were taking a risk, and it appears to have paid off, and daily new cases in Sweden are nearing zero. Are they nearing herd immunity? It's probably too early to say, but while we certainly can't say most weeds refusing to wear a mask in public has led to this outcome, we can safely say this outcome has had nothing to do with widespread adoption of masks. These mask mandates are social experiments, not sound judgment based upon evidence, and the politicians supporting them do this out of cowardice. Because back in March, not only were mask mandates understood to be useless placebos by health officials like Fauci, but in America they were politically untenable. Outside of far-left strongholds like Los Angeles and New York, a mask mandate was viewed as an imposition upon individual liberty that was a bridge too far. And today the science on masks hasn't inverted, despite what you've heard. What has changed is that our desperate hope for a solution, in that hope we've become conditioned to find comfort in the promises of a mask routine, despite our knowing that they are little more than theatrics. And as such, mask mandates have become politically safe options for politicians. So this is nothing more than a little social experiment to see if you'll go along. And it's also something out there to keep you from riding over inabilities to actually do something, because governments can't do anything about a virus. They have to deal with the virus. They can't stop the virus. That's a reality. A politician doesn't want to tell you that, but that's a reality. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doubts that I'd be saying that today or saying this today. But last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. If you didn't hear it earlier, I apologize for not being here for 3 days last week. I got sick. I had an infection, and I ran a fever to a degree to where I'm still sort of feeling it. But I didn't expect to make it this far, so I'm glad. I'm glad that I held up. That means I might be able to do the whole week. Who can tell? We'll see. Now, whoever Joe Biden picks to be his vice president is very important, because very likely, were he to win the election and were the Democrats to take over the House and everything, and they've already got the House. If they were to take over the Senate, they would vote themselves to remove him based upon the 25th Amendment. So that matters. So we're going to see which one of the parrots that they put in place and which one they tell him he wants to pick, because he has no idea who he wants to pick. So, but the agenda of President Joe, 25th Amendment Biden, to the extent that he has an agenda besides trying to find his perpetually lost slipper down there in his basement lair, consists entirely of taking revenge upon you for your crime of defying the garbage establishment and electing Trump. He doesn't want to help you. He's not even interested in leaving you alone. Instead, the progressive Geppetto holding the strings to this withered old Pinocchio should he become a real boy next January, are entirely committed to punishing you and ensuring that you are nothing like a citizen ever again. All they have to do is hold the House, flip a few Senate seats, and fool America into thinking that Grandpa Badfinger is still just middle-class Joe. Instead of a basement-dwelling, desiccated, gropey old strangio with delusions of mental competence and a running feud with that uppity squirrel who lives in the backyard. It's not a single policy that he and his controllers will impose after they bust the filibuster that will make your life better. Not one. There's not even a single policy that will let you just be. Rather, each and every proposal this sad ancient weirdo's crank-turners will pursue is specifically designed to steal your money, your means of defense, your freedom, and your ability to ever again defy the left. This is a Revenge of the Nerds reboot, though in this case, Ogre is a goateed sissy who can't bench press his iPad, but he can get named to head the Department of Justice's new hate speech division and thereby monitor your Twitter feed for wrongthink, which he will report to the FBI, an agency that's already demonstrated that their enthusiasm for persecuting the enemies of any leftist regime is unparalleled. Right now, somebody's listening to this going, this guy is crazy and cisnormative. Cis normative? Yeah, probably. But crazy? No. Look around you. Democrats are practically wetting themselves with glee over how the garbage institutions and the garbage big corporations, which are so intertwined with the liberal establishment that you'd have to turn a hose on them to uncouple them from their unholy union, are already doing the left's dirty work by enforcing conformity of speech and thought. A la mask wearing, a la Black Lives Matter, as a couple of examples. Uppity people will be marked for destruction by big business, the media, and by government, too. Defamation will be policy, even worse than, anybody could imagine. And think what happens when they control the cops. Now, we normal people and the liberal establishment are both appalled at the recent poll, indicating that 62% of Americans are afraid to say what they really think about politics. Normal people are horrified that so many Americans are afraid, while the left is dismayed that so few are afraid. They don't want 62%, they want 100%. But let's talk preview of the revenge agenda, powered by a court packing and the elimination of the filibuster, cheerleaded by the mainstream media, which will absolutely enjoy the taxpayer-funded bribes, bailouts of its failing industry. Understand this. In this next go-round, right now the idea that there's going to be violence, while it is happening in various pockets of the United States right now, in various blue cities, should the Democrats take control of the Senate and Joe Biden wins, it is probably a really good betting odds likelihood that we do go into a hot civil war. That's my opinion. But, you know. Now, fraud-friendly mail-in voting will be mandatory, and every possible voting integrity rule and protection will be declared unlawful, ensuring that the Democrats are free to cheat and count on the Biden DOJ to take time away from prosecuting or persecuting conservative political opponents to investigate the manifest Democrat electoral abuses. Sure. The feds, who will suddenly become the left's heroes again, A.G. McCabe, anybody, will get right on that. And count on amnesty for everyone who staggers and stumbles or slips across the border. The pathway to citizenship will go right past the Democrat Party registration table. Your vote will be drowned out in a tsunami of foreigners paid by Democrat handouts of your money. Your taxes are going to skyrocket, but you can be sure all those leftist zillionaires will be paying through the nose, too. They'll be hit with a special unicorn tax. The Democrats hate small business people with their independence and tendency to vote Republican, and these patriotic entrepreneurs will be crushed with the eager assistance of the big corporations who hate the competition. Walmart and other crony capitalists will prosper as long as they keep donating. And they will keep importing junk from China as the Trump manufacturing boom gets reversed, and our jobs and critical capacities will return to the home of the bat soup plague. And it will be illegal to call COVID-19 that or anything else that refers to its origins in some bizarre Chinese, in some bizarre Chinese entree. A Biden administration will absolutely pass laws to punish hate speech, and Democrat judges will absolutely find a heretofore unknown exception to the First Amendment allowing it. And if they can find a right to kill babies lurking under all those penumbras and emanations, they can find the ability to toss you in jail for bad speak. Naturally, on a Venn diagram, hate speech will correspond exactly with speech liberals disapprove of. The Second Amendment's bar on the infringement of the right of people to keep and bear arms will be reinterpreted by a pax scotus to mean just kidding. They'll ban guns, and they will try to confiscate them. And when patriots resist, the same feds excoriated for keeping peaceful, loving, huggy leftist activists from peacefully, loving, and huggily setting fire to federal buildings and blinding officers will be ordered to arrest us and even kill us. Think that's crazy? Ask Randy Weaver's wife or any of these 70-plus barbecued Branch Davidians about the value of human life when said humans get in the way of the leftist gun-grabbing agenda. If you could identify the moral stopping point the left might honor lying between where it is now and going full Robespierre, let me know. your religion's going to be targeted too. It's a power center just outside of leftist control. Your political organizations are going to be targeted. You can get abortion on a whim at somebody else's expense. We'll be sucking up China every way we can. They'll have to do that because Biden is owned by China. Well, the Chi-Com spooks no doubt have on Hoover Biden doing on tape while he accompanied his daughter and father over there on Air Force Two is probably almost as bad as the average Bulwark blog scribbler's browser agenda. America under the revenge agenda would be awful. But this would all be a public policy, Fort Sumter, and the problem then shifts over to them, because what they've done here and what we see occurring here now means that even if all of those things I just said as far as the way the government shuffles, we learned one very valuable thing from Antifa. Very hard to control a mass of people intent on doing something. And these are unskilled people. These guys don't have skill sets. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.